Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Tzadi, mitzvah 390, as we continue in Parshas Korach. Korach, again, has all of the mitzvahs, all of its mitzvahs relate to Kohanim in some way, in that after Aaron HaKohen was subjected to the rebellion of Korach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make sure that everybody realizes who Aaron is and who his family is. That's why all of the mitzvahs in the second half of Korach are all related to the Kohuna in some way, including Pidyon HaBen, which we'll get to, which has to do with Yisraelim as well. But today's mitzvah has to do with Kohanim, but also the Isser is upon Yisraelim. Today's Isser is a Zor not being able to work in the Migdash. Four words. The Pasuk says in Perek Yudches Pasuk Hei, V'zor lo yikrav aleichem. A Zor shall not come close to you. Rashi quotes, Eschem ani masir al kach. I am warning you, Aaron, to make sure that they don't come close. Elsewhere, later on, it says in two pesukim later, "Vazara krev you must." There's an iser misa if some misa b'deshemayim, if a Yisrael, if a zar does the avoda. But this is the iser of zar lo yikrav aleichem, the iser of a zar doing avoda in the base of mikdash. Says the chinuch, "Shalo yavod zar by mikdash." Klomar, what is a zar? Who is a zar? What's the definition of a zar? Says the chinuch, "Kol mi she'eino mizera Aaron." Anyone who is not from Zera Aaron is a Zor. Meaning, we discussed this a little bit yesterday, a Levi could be a Zor regarding Kahuna. A Levi is an Nechshav a Zor. We spoke about yesterday the mitzvah of a Kohanim and Leviim not doing each other's avoda. If a Levi does the avoda of a Kohen, he could violate two averes. The Isra of a Levi doing a Kohen's avoda and the Isra of a Zor doing a Kohen's avoda. It's the same thing. A Zor happens to be both. That was in the previous mitzvah. But this is anybody who's not Zera Aaron. Shneamar v'zar lo'ikav aleichem. The Menachas Chinuch is Meir that the Chinuch leaves out one word that the Rambam had in. Feel on the top of the left column, on the third line, V'arava mechaber eino mevi hazacharim. The Rambam, when he quotes what a Zar is, he quotes Zera Aaron hazacharim. Meaning, according to the Rambam, it's clear women, though they might be Neshei Kohanim, are considered Zarim. Seems to be pretty clear in the Rambam. The Chinuch leaves out that word, leaves out the word Zacharim. The question is he trying to imply that an Ashes Kohen, though she's not allowed to do the Avoda, if she does it, she's not going to violate this Isser. Because maybe she's not considered a Zar. She's not a Kohen, but she's also not a Zar. Maybe she's somewhere in the middle. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole section, whole mimer about this, whether Neshei Kohanim are considered Zarim or not, but it's might be the root of the machlokas right here between the Rambam and the Chinuch. The Menachas Chinuch is not totally sure that he left it out for that reason. Uba vadai on this first skinny line, moda rava mechar b'denoshem asuras b'avodas ha-mikdash, u'michale avoda. Obviously, if women do the avoda, it's awesome for them to do the avoda, and they're mechalo the avoda. But the question is, though, do they get misa b'deshemayim? Do they violate this avoda if they do it? That is just the only Shaila that is unclear in the formulation of the Rambam and the verses of the Chinuch. Okay, continuing. We know this also later on. Right, but that's also, it's repeated more than once, the Isra of a non-Kohen doing the Avoda. I've already wrote the Shorash behind this mitzvah, but it also has to do with the Hashkafa that we spoke about yesterday. And that is, everybody in life has to realize their purpose. Kohanim have to realize their purpose. Leviim, Yisraelim, everybody has a purpose. A Melech, an Isha, everybody. A Av Bezdin. Every Jew has his or her own tafkid and purpose, and we shouldn't try to jump bounds, even if it's, I want to do the avoda, I wish I could take part in it. Okay, we wish, but if I'm not a Kohen, what can I do? So, Mishorshei HaMitzvah, we discussed that, so that's what's behind this mitzvah as well. Midini HaMitzvah, what are some of the halachas behind this mitzvah of the Isser, of a Zar working in the base of Migdash? Midini HaMitzvah, Masha'amr Zacharim Lavracha, She'ein Chiyav Azharas Krevazu, Ela HaKarev La'avodah Mikola Avodah She'im Yichadis LaKohen. The only Isser is, but if a Zar does an avoda that a Kohen should be doing. Like the Gemara says in Zvachim, Mi kabbalas adam ve'elach mitzvas kehuna. Kabbalas adam, kagon yitzikos, pouring oil into the flour and mixing the oil and waving, going close to the mizbeach. All of these are mitzvaso be'kehuna. Harel kulan bas harel azorah karen pasal. Aval, adds the chinuch, aval yeshem avodoshin v'chalas arazu. There are some avodos that a kohen doesn't have to do. And by those avodos, obviously, there is no Isra of Azar doing it. Kegon, what's the first on the list? Shchita, shekshei rafilu lechadchilu bizarim. The first avoda of the Dalai Avoda, shchita kabbalah halacha zrika, shchita, the shchita of a karbon, is mutter with Azar. Yafilu b'kachi kachim, even kachi kachim, the holiest karbonos, Azar is allowed to do the shchita of it. Right? The Gemara says shchita ksheir bizar. So obviously, if Azar does the shchita, he is not in violation. And we'll continue with a couple more. Not only is he not in violation, there is a big sugya. We had a daf be'in shir about this back in Zvachim. If you could find it on the website. Whether there is a lechatchila for a kohen to do shchita or no. Maybe just the opposite. Maybe there's a lechatchila for the bialim. After all, the bialim, the Yisrael, can't do any other part of the avoda. So at least let him do shchita. At least let him do something that he could do. So that is a big discussion in the... The hints of it are in the Rishonim, but more so in the Achrona. But it starts with the Mishnah in Kalim, the Cheshek Shlomo, or Shlomo Mivilna, in Menachos, and Daf Yutes, he lists off many of the sources related to this topic. And what is the Mishnah in Kalim? The Mishnah in Kalim discusses the different borders of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Harabayis, continuing closer and closer in until you get to Kodesh Kadashim, and the Mishnah lists off what halachos are unique about each place. So the Mishnah says, Ezras Kohanim Kudashas Emena. Now we're going from within the Azara. We know that the eastern 11 Amos, Yisraelim were allowed to go in there. The next 11 Amos were called the Ezras Kohanim. A Yisrael is not allowed to be in there. And then comes the Mizbeach, and then it keeps going west into the Heichal and into the Kodesh Kodashim. So the Mishnah says, Ezras Kohanim, the second 22 Amos, are more Kadosh than the previous ones. She'en Yisrael nechnasam l'sham ela b'shat sercheyem. Yisraelim are only allowed to go near the Mizbeach when they have a need to go near the Mizbeach. For example, what's a need? The Mishnah lists off three cases. Smicha, if I have to lean on my animal. Tnufa, I have to wave my animal. Vile Shchita. Shchita is on the list. What do you mean Shchita? Let the Kohen do it. That's a real need. It must be, says Rishon Mivilna, that yes, maybe there's a real need. Maybe it should be done. And there's even a Zohar. It's even a Zohar. That was the Gruzdiak in the Mishnah in Kalim. But then there's even a Zohar. The Zohar says in Parshas Naso, Vishachat es ben habakar, Vishachat achrana, Vilav kohana. That's the Zohar, that a Kohen shouldn't. L'chadchilo, the Bailam should shecht. And that's what he says. Ayin Shom, Gaim came. We're talking about a carbon yachid. And seems from that source, from that Zohar, that the Bailam should do it. Then he says, maybe my brother told me, or Shlomo Mivilna quotes his brother, or Betzalel Mivilna, he quotes, maybe that Zohar only means that a Kohen, that it's not really an Avoda, so a Kohen shouldn't do it when he's wearing Big Day Avoda, because that's Kilayim. But he could do it, of course. It just means it's not really called an avoda. She take off his big dick kahuna when he does the shchita. Okay, he tries to get out of it. But again, there are a number of sources that say the bialim lechadchila. But there are also a number of sources that say the kohen should do it. The Mishnah in Yuma, Daf Chaf Hey. The Mishnah says that the glottery that was done every morning for the carbon tamid included mi shochet, who's going to do the shchita. Ask the Ritva there in Yuma Chaf Hey. What do you mean? Who's going to do the shchita? Let Yisrael do the shchita. Why is it only up to the kohanim? Says the Ritva, no. Because, even though shchita ksheir bizarre, mitzvasa b'kohen l'chadchila. That's the language of the Ritva. So it's a machlokas, and there are different sources point in opposite directions. And this might have even been a machlokas, and then we'll continue between Shmuel and Eli. Shmuel and Eli. That's a Gemara in Yibrachas, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Rishash says, remember the Gemara? The Gemara says that Shmuel is with Eli, and the Gemara calls Shmuel a Mora Halacha Lifnei Rabo. What was the Mora Halacha Lifnei Rabo? Because it says, Vayishchu das hapar vayavi was an Aral Eli. And what did it say? Eli said, let's get a coin to Shecht. Shmuel says, Shmuel was a Levi. Shchita ksheir bizar. So Eli says, you're right, but you paskin in front of me, so I have to kill you. And that's why Chana said, no, I want this kid. I don't want somebody else. So the Rashan says, what was the machlokas about? Eli knew that halacha too. Maybe the machlokas is whether Shechita Ksher Bizar and the Zar of the Bailam could do it lechanchila or only Bidi-Evid. Either way, this is a huge topic and it relates, says the Chiddush, to our issue. Shechita obviously will not be included in our mitzvah because that is an avoda. Even if you want to say the coin is lechanchila, it's an avoda that the Yisrael could for sure do Bidi-Evid. So therefore, this is not included in the Isser of a Zar doing Avod in the Mikdash. V'chein, what other Avodos can a Zar do? Holachas ha'etzim, bringing the wood to the Mizbeach. That is not called an Avodah, and therefore Zar is allowed to do it. V'chein ha'lachas neiris. Also, the lighting of the candles in the menorah. Shem hotzi ha'kohen l'chutz. Acher shehetiv osan, the cleaning out of the neiros have to be done by a kohen. Hatava behetivo as a neiros yaktirena, right? Hetivo. So the hatava has to be done by the kohen, but a zar is allowed to light them, right? That is the halacha. It's quoted in the Rambam. The only problem with that question, and this is the Minchas Chinuch asks, and Reb Chaim asks, this is much discussed in many Chanukah shiurim. So it says that if they took the menorah out and a zar lit it, it's fine. A zar is allowed to light the menorah. The problem is, don't we paskin havaka osa mitzvah? But chadaka we paskin havaka osa mitzvah, meaning the menorah has to be in the spot where the mitzvah is going to be fulfilled when you light it. So Yisrael is not allowed to go into the heichal. So mimanafshach, if you bring it out, so then you're lighting it when you didn't do the mitzvah yet, and not in the spot where you're going to do the mitzvah. What? So the assumption is yes. Oh, he had a very long match. And he's all the way on the side of the Azara, and the match goes all the way in to the Heichal, and the menorah is there, he lights there. That's pretty unusual. So, Tzarchian is just a little bit, how to figure out the Metzias-wise, how a Zar is going to be allowed to light it, if you say, Hadzlaka Osa Mitzvah, also by Mikdash. If you say, Hanach Osa Mitzvah, you just have to put it down by the Mikdash, then it wouldn't be a problem for a Zar to light it outside. Either way, lighting it, Ksher Bazar, and that's not called an avoda. That would be aser. The yesh mehan, and then the chinuch continues and says, even though there are many avodas that a zar is not allowed to do, there are only four avodos that carry with it a chi of misa. If a zar does it, what are those four avodos? V'yesh mehan arba avodos levad miyuchados shehein chamuros shehein bishmen chi of misa, and that is zrika, the sprinkling of the blood, the haktara, and the burning of the items, hakrava, being makriv them, nisuch, zrika, haktara, hakrava, v'nisuch. V'alein on them, v'azar kriv yumas. That's what, those are, the Gemara explains, those are items that ein achareha, there's no avoda after it, that's a final stage of an avoda, of a process, and that's why those are the only ones that will carry with it a chiyuv misa. Good. V'dohei gitzer zeb et charmen akeva, says this applies to men and women. See, here he explicitly says women. Here he explicitly says women, but this woman might be talking about an Eishes Yisrael. So it still leaves open what he meant earlier, as we mentioned. B'saram nekevis bizman abayis, and then he adds, v'af bizman hazeh. Avo bishu shamein ba'avoneinu. The chinuch says, this is a mitzvah that applies to bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh, if Yisrael would go and do avoda in the makom ha'mikdash, so that would be in Isser Daraisa. The overall zeh, v'asa b'mikdash, afilu hayom, besides being tameh, so he's being Tamei, but he's Tamei Meis. But even if he does it today, he violates this one too. Afilu Hayom, Achad, we call Avodos, Shehem Bekoanim, over Alav, Kamosha Kasavnu, you get the Isser, and if it was one of the Dalan Avodos, one is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Minchas Chinuch points out in the last piece that obviously the Chinuch is following the Shita of the Rambam in this regard. The Rambam who says that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is Kishal Shaita, Vikishal Asalavo, that the Kedusha lasts forever. But the Rivid, there in Hilchas Beis Abachira, in Perek Vav, Halacha Tes Vav argues. The Rambam and the Ravid write. The Rambam says, in Vav Tes Zayin, in Beis HaBechira, V'lomani Omer B'mikdash V'Yerushalayim Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Asilavo. He says, it's forever, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash. And that's why the Rambam holds, Makrivin Karbanos Avavishen Shambayis. If we get out of all the other technical problems of being Tameh and not knowing where the Mizbeach is supposed to be, V'chulu, you'd be able to bring Karbanos. Why? There's an Isser Bama. Since the Beis HaMikdash was built, it doesn't matter. The Kedusha is still there. So you can still do it. And the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is batel. But the Rabbi there says, Kach nigla li misod Hashem li reyav, hanichnas ata sham ein shub ein bo karis. There's at least not full Kedusha on Har HaBayis. So the Minchas Chinuch just points out that the Chinuch, by saying this Isra applies, Bezman HaZeh, is assuming like the Rambam and not like the Chinuch. Fine. Couple of points in the Minchas Chinuch. Couple of points. Number one, the Minchas Chinuch in Oz Gimel at the end talks about not only if I do an entire avoda, is it going to be an Issur D'oraisa? What if I just hasten an avoda? I hasten an avoda. There's a piece of carbon that's on the edge of the fire, and I push it into the fire. So it's going to get burned eventually, but I made it quicker. I made it burn quicker. Says that's not going to be chayim misa. It's not a full avoda, but it's kirev. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the kirev avoda gamkin avoda kigon shahafach basal amizbeach. I turned over a piece of meat to burn better. The ilosha hafach. If I didn't turn it over, chayim misachel b'shtei shos. It would be disintegrated and eaten up in 2 hours. V'yachshav misachel b'shoa achas. And now it's only in 1 hour. Haveli kirev avoda v'chayev aleha. That's a befeish gemara. Kirev avoda is also usur. Right? This relates to other areas of halacha as well. As we know in Hilchas Shabbos, for example, kirev bishulo. If something's on a fire and it's going to get cooked in 4 hours, and I hasten the cooking, I put the pot closer to the fire, it's going to get cooked anyway. I hasten it, that's an Isser D'oraisa of Bishul. Kiruv Bishulo. Make it happen quicker. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's comment. Right on the beginning of Simin Shin Yud Ches, Anuchas Bishul B'Shabbos, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, right there, HaMavashul B'Shabbos, Imhaya Kedera Alo Eish, V'lo Haya Roilis Vashal Ad Shav Vishatayim, V'Hofech B'Gachalim, I stoke the coals, so that the fire gets bigger, Shaydezem is Vashal B'Muktam, so he quotes the Ritvin, Shavuos Yud Zayin, right, it's on that Gemara. So on that Gemara, that is Kirube Bishula Milsahu, and that's why it'll be a problem. Or, let's say I stir something on the fire that is not yet fully cooked. So that also could potentially be an Isser D'oraisa, because when you stir something, you're bringing something that is further away from the fire, closer to the fire. There is a Chumra D'rabana, known as the Chumra of the Kobo, that one is not supposed to stir anything while it's on a fire on Shabbos. Even if it's fully cooked. But that is Asa D'Rabbanan. Once something is fully cooked, then we for sure say on Shabbos there's no Bishul D'oraisa that Shayach anymore. There is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba, what after it's cooked a third or a half until fully cooked. That's a machlokas. The Rashba says once it's a third or a half cooked, Macha Ben Drusoi, there's no more Bishul D'oraisa. And we're machro like the Rambam that up until fully cooked it's Bishul D'oraisa. But after that, it's for sure D'Rabbanan. So there is a Chumra D'Rabbanan. That's why if somebody wants to stir the challah, L'chadchila, to take it out of the crock pot, as long as it's lined so you can put it back in, and then stir it when it's off the fire. But that's a Chumra. But Me'ikir Adin, if somebody stirs something that is not fully cooked, so then it is a problem of Kiruv Bishulo. Again, that is an important topic, but the source of that is right here, the Gemara in Shavuos Yud Zayin, and the Minchas Chinuch discusses it. Also, the Minchas Chinuch notes in Os Dalid, that this Isser only applies at a time when, if a Kohen would do it, it's proper Avoda. If I am Maktir Ketores in the Kodesh Kadashim, do I vote on a weekday? I don't get the Isser of Zor doing the Avoda. I get it, a lot of other Isserim. But the Zor doing Avoda is only if I do it on Yom Kippur. If I do the Avoda as Yom Kippurim on Yom Kippur, then I get the Avoda of Yom Kippur. If I pour, look at the first Y line in the Minchas Chinuch, Lefizeh, if I pour wine on the Mizbeach any day of the year, so then I'm going to get the Isser D'oraisa, because pouring wine is done every single day of the year in the Beis HaMikdash. Menasech Yayin, Shlo Shalukin, Bevadei, Tamil Chayef. But what about water? Pouring water, you're only going to get this Aveira if you did it on Sukkos, because that's the only time when it's called an Avoda. Otherwise, it's just pouring water. So again, this is an important discussion. Good. Couple of other Ha'aris, and that is, the Minchas Chinuch does not talk about it, but there's an important Lashon of the Gemara and the Rambam. What about a Kohen Arel? A Kohen Arel, an uncircumcised Kohen. So if he does the Avoda, what's the halacha? He's not allowed to do the avoda, Kohen Arel. What if he does do the avoda? Says the Rambam, says the, based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, that he is loke. He gets malchus also. The Rambam's lashon is ha'arel harihu keben nechar. He's like a czar. Lefichach arel sha'avad chilel avodaso v'loke kizar sha'avad aval enu chayiv misa. So a Kohen Arel is not going to be chayiv misa, but he is going to get malchus. If you look in Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Gimel, Rashi says no, he's not going to get malchus. A Kohen Arel is not going to get malchus. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas about? So the issue that many Achronim explained, we've discussed about this when we spoke about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the fact that you know an RL is not allowed to do Avoda is based on Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. How do you understand that Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? The Rambam understands it that the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is expanding my definition of Zar. Zar, if we really wanted to say it like related to what we said earlier, is a male circumcised descendant of Aaron. That's what a non-Zar is. That's the definition of a Kohen. Anybody who is uncircumcised, anybody who's not male, anyone who is not from Aaron a Kohen, they're all considered Zarim. That's why the Rambam says an RL Kohen violates this Isser. What are you talking about? His father was a Kohen. How could he be a Zar? The answer is, that's the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. It's expanding our definition of Zaris. And an RL could fall into the category of a Zar. And that's, and Rashi obviously argues. Rashi says, no, an RL's not allowed to do it, period, but he's not allowed to do it. Doesn't mean that he is an RL. Again, this is a major discussion, how to understand various Halacha Moshe B'Sinai's. Are they expanding my previous definition that I knew about, or is it telling me something totally, totally new? Again, not for now. Just in the last point to make, in Ozayin, he also talks about a Zar who, Shalo Rachat Yadayim V'Raglayim V'Mechusar B'Gadim. What about a Zar who didn't wash his hands and did the Avoda? So does he get two Averas? There's an Avera to do the Avoda without washing your hands, without wearing the Begadim. So the Menachas Chinuch says, you only get the Isser of Zaris. Only get the Isser of Zaris, that's a Misa B'dei Shamayim. That overrides. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time we get to the teamed up mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash. We already had the Aseh, but next time will be the Los Aseh. Baruch Hashem, we are into the 390s.